It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
After Bruno Mars' sold-out show last weekend at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, he celebrated the release for his new music video to his song Versace on the Floor at an Indianapolis Waffle House.
Yeah!
And posted a boomerang of him dancing and a picture of him sitting in a booth by himself with the caption, "Video release party lit." So that's pretty cool.
It's funny seeing the people inside. Like, I don't know if they didn't know who Bruno Mars was. Like in the picture, they're like, huh?
Nobody's leaving, or everyone's leaving him alone.
I would have, like, hopped on the other side, like, "Hi, Bruno, so nice to meet you. My name's Joe."
You would not.
Oh my gosh, yes. If Bruno Mars, I would lose my job if I worked somewhere, if like a celebrity like that came in. You're telling me you're a line cook. You're flipping, making waffles, whatever
you're
doing.
I'm always paranoid to go up to celebrities because I don't want to be that person. So if I saw somebody.
Hold on, I'm just imagining you meeting Taylor Swift on.
Okay, Taylor Swift is different. I go to her meet and greets and meet her. But like if I saw Taylor Swift in a mall somewhere or something, I would be too nervous to go up to her because I would feel like I'm invading their personal space and like their privacy.
It's
you
one
know what I mean?
It's like 12, 1, 2 in the morning, like nobody's there. I don't feel like you're invading their space, but props to Bruno for going to a Waffle House. That place is like one of my faves. You ever been there before, producer MYK?
Never been to Waffle House.
Dude, I think you would love it after a drunk night on Mass Ave. You got all that alcohol flowing.
Yeah, I'm looking. This Texas bacon, egg, and cheese melt looks
ill. Oh.
Last night at the end of the Bachelor in Paradise season premiere, we saw the first glimpse of what filming was like during the Corinne and DeMario scandal. And tonight we'll see more at 8 on ABC.
I'm sitting with Amanda and, I mean, you could sense that there was something going on, but no one really knew what the problem was.
Corinne, where's Corinne?
I don't know where Corinne's at.
I think Corinne left too.
Corinne was getting pulled away. DeMario's getting pulled away. I'm looking around. I don't see Corinne. I don't see DeMario. And I'm like, what is going on?
Cut it down. Cut it. What's
going on?
What just happened?
And suddenly we look around. There's no crew.
Everyone's very confused right now.
Production is coming to a halt.
It's kind of like a chill fell over paradise.
A stunt person was killed on the set of Deadpool 2 in Vancouver. Sources tell TMZ the Monday morning accident involved a female motorcycle rider who went airborne somehow while filming a scene for the movie. The sources say she never applied the brakes and her bike ultimately crashed through the glass of a studio.
It always seems like, you know, like stunt people never going to get hurt, right? But then when they die, you're like, oh my gosh.
Such a dangerous
like,
job.
You're a stunt man or woman. That could happen.
Two-time WWE Hall of Famer Ric Flair, who hosted the Indy 500 Snake Pit with us,
Woo!
Has been hospitalized and is now in a medically induced coma. A rep for Flair confirmed that he went into surgery yesterday and is now recovering. She previously tweeted that he was admitted to the hospital on Saturday for routine monitoring. However, on Sunday, the rep tweeted again asking fans to pray for him as he was dealing with some tough medical issues. He's being treated in Atlanta where he lives. Jennifer Lawrence took to Facebook to ask her 16 million followers to help identify the white supremacists who marched in the rally in Charlottesville, Virginia over the weekend. The actress wrote, "These are the faces of hate. Look closely and post to anyone you find," along with photos of the marchers carrying torches and flags with swastikas. She added, "You can't hide with the internet, you pathetic cowards." Kylie Jenner's reality spinoff show Life of Kylie has turned out to be a major flop, and she blames momager Kris Jenner for it. Only 1.12 million people tuned in to watch the reality show, and sources say Kylie's not taking this very well. To put that into perspective, so 1.12 million watched Kylie's show, like 12 million watched shows like The Bachelor.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this. In your opinion, I know you like the Kardashians. You keep up with them. Do you think eventually we'll quit seeing them on TV? I know ratings
help. Their show has declined in ratings significantly in the last like year, so they're almost done. They're going to be done soon.
That is the greatest thing you've ever told me, Alex.
Kylie's blaming it on the editing team, which she says was hired by her mother, and of course she's blaming it on the time slot. If the ratings continue to be so bad, E! Will have to cancel the show. A Denver jury sided with Taylor Swift and determined her allegations that ex-radio DJ David Mueller groped her to meet and greet 4 years ago are valid. Mueller will now have to pay Taylor $1, and Taylor released a statement saying, "I want to thank the judge and my lawyers for fighting for me and anyone who feels silenced by a sexual assault, and especially anyone who offered their support throughout this four-year ordeal and two-year-long trial process. I acknowledge the privilege that I benefit from in life and society and in my ability to shoulder the enormous cost of defending myself in a trial like this. My hope is to help those whose voices should also be heard. Therefore, I will be making donations in the future to multiple organizations that help sexual assault victims defend themselves." And Prince is being honored with a new shade of purple, which was developed by the Pantone Color Institute for his estate. The shade Love Symbol No. 2 was named after the trademark symbol Prince developed in the 90s, while the color itself was inspired by his custom-made Yamaha purple piano. Pantone said love symbol number two. Lots of P's. Pantone said love symbol number two will be the official color across the brand he left behind. So I think that's super cool. I think Pantone is one of the coolest companies. And like, it's just so, that's so neat to me.
What happened to love symbol number one?
Maybe it was taken.
Was it not good enough? He's like, no, you know I need number two.
What happened to love potion number nine?
I thought that was still being developed, wasn't it? There's rumors it was coming out later this year.
That's the garbage.